From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. In more and more public places, you see security cameras. How do you feel about being watched? 206-543-5869. Safer or creeped out? Write to us. Conversation at KUOW.org. Here in Seattle, we are ambivalent. Yesterday, the Seattle City Council decided that police and other departments must obtain the City Council's approval before using certain cameras and drones for surveillance. This is in response to a lot of concerns that came up when 34 cameras were installed across the city without public notice. Also up on Capitol Hill at a park, they installed surveillance cameras and then took them out after concerns. The City Council says it wants to ensure the public's privacy and civil liberties. Do cameras in public places violate privacy? Could the information gathered about you be misused? Do cameras in public make you feel like you're being spied on? 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. It's 800-289-5869. Maybe they make you feel safer. You can write to us. Conversation at KUOW.org. Here's a comment we heard earlier today.
If you're out in public, you don't have a hope of having any privacy. Being private is not what you do when you're in public. And I don't get why people are so paranoid. If you're going to be drunk in public or if you're going to be obnoxious in public, then, yeah, you might worry that there's a camera watching. But I think the officials should concentrate their cameras in places where things have happened in the past.
Do they make you feel safer? There's an exemption in the new Seattle law. It allows police to use surveillance technology if they get a search warrant. But the Washington ACLU is calling for more oversight. They'd like to have a city auditor do a report on how the police carry out the law and whether the surveillance works in its goal of reducing crime. We're at 206-543-5869, talking about those surveillance cameras in public places. Do you agree that caution is advised when it comes to putting them there? Do they make you feel safer? Would they keep criminals from doing activity in areas if they knew the cameras are there? 206-543-5869. It's toll-free, 800-289-5869. You can write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. Phil's on the line. He's calling us today from Capitol Hill. Phil, what do you think about those surveillance cameras in public?
Well, I think one thing is that I feel like we're acting like everybody thinks that they're coming and they're coming, but I think they're already here. They're definitely being used in the private sector. They're being used all over the place. Anytime you look up, you see one, whether it's for speed infractions, if they're for other things to protect public spaces, private spaces, et cetera.
Yeah, what do you think about that? The red light cameras are a good example. They take a shot of your car and you'll get a ticket if they catch you running through. Do you think that's a good idea?
Exactly. My understanding is the data says that those things are mostly wrong, and there's still a human being that actually has to look at the two or three photos that prove whether you've committed the infraction or not. So it's not saving any manpower. I mean, and is that all they're doing? Are they taking a photo? I don't know. Every camera I have is capable of taking video, photos, and then being stored and transferred and face recognition, searching, et cetera, et cetera.
Sounds like you don't see the benefit.
No, and I'm not sure anybody else quite understands the benefits and then also the dark side.
Okay, Phil, thanks a lot for your phone call, 206-543-5869. Well, Martin sees the benefits. He's calling us this afternoon from Seward Park. Martin, thanks for taking the time to call the conversation. What do you think about these surveillance cameras in public?
Well, you're correct in what you said that my feelings are. If you had a policeman, let us say, in every public place, there would be very little crime. There would be no rapes. There would be no hooliganism. However, we cannot do that. We can't have police all over. But if the one who desires to commit mischief in public places knew that his picture would be taken, you would reduce that type of violence almost to nothing.
You know, one would think that would be the case, Martin, but do we know that is the case? There are certainly places in Europe, Great Britain in particular, where they have a lot more surveillance cameras. I haven't looked into this. Do they actually reduce crime?
Well, I would think that they would. However, see, your question is, do we know? since we haven't tried it, we don't know. And if we wait until, quote, we do know,
right,
we will never know.
Martin, thanks a lot for your phone call. We might not know here, but I'm kind of curious about that question. We didn't have a chance to look into it today, but what about places where there are surveillance cameras? Do they notice a reduction in crime? Or maybe it just moves it to places where there aren't surveillance cameras. We're talking about surveillance in public. The Seattle City Council acted on this, requiring oversight from the City Council. They want to be able to offer approval before cameras are used for surveillance. And we're talking about cameras in public places. Any office building you walk into, you can see surveillance cameras all over the place. Private space is a little bit different. We're talking about where you walk on public streets. And as was just mentioned, there are already those cameras, those red light cameras in Seattle. They're in a public space. We're talking about them kind of more broadly on the waterfront, which is one place where people saw them being put up, wondered what the deal was, and felt concerns about it. Do you share those concerns or not? Alec wrote to us via Facebook, I like the idea of cameras near clubs and places where after a night out, I'm more vulnerable to being mugged. They might not stop it, writes Alec, but I think they help catch who did it. Christy says she doesn't see why the cameras are a big deal. She writes, of all the things we could get worked up about, the important word here is public. If you're in public, anyone can already see what you're doing. And then another woman called Christy wrote, as long as they don't put cameras in my bedroom, the old lady in the condo above that business will be looking down out of her window. So public spaces require public behavior. She doesn't sound like she has a problem with that. 206-543-5869. We have all guys on the line. If you're a woman who's got a issue with this, either you're in favor of it or you're against it, give us a call. We've got open lines, 206-543-5869, 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation@kuow.org. Steve's calling us today from Renton. Renton, Steve, what do you think about this issue of these cameras in public?
I have an issue with it. I mean, if you take a look at it, we have it actually at every stoplight and on a lot of freeways. Sometimes it's handy. But my question is, by putting it up on multiple locations that are quote-unquote public, they also peer into the private areas. Being that I'm Jewish and I have family members that didn't survive the Holocaust back in Germany in the 30s and 40s, the example that they used was they were just keeping records and making sure people weren't going to do anything wrong, and then suddenly they were being tracked, and I now have family members that did not survive. So I have an issue in the long term of who is the person who makes the determination on what's appropriate, what's not appropriate, and realizing that people and what they watch will change over time. So who watches a watcher? I know we'll say it's the public, but either it's someone that's appointed or someone that's elected, which puts it down into individual hands or who owns those cameras. So that's my issue.
Steve, thanks a lot for your phone call. Here in Seattle, it's the Seattle City Council. They're going to have to offer approval before the use of these cameras or drones. Steve thinks that's not sufficient. They're individuals. You think there should be stronger protections? What about you? 206-543-5869, 800-289-5869. It's been kind of an ongoing issue over the past few months. The Seattle Police got a grant to purchase some drone aircraft. There was some debate at the City Council about that before Seattle Mayor Mike McGinn just came in and said, no, we're not going to use these drones, despite the police arguing that they could be useful in certain critical situations. There's also the cameras that were deployed on the waterfront before concern was raised. And now the City Council has passed this measure, which, as I mentioned, the Washington ACLU does not think goes far enough. They think that there should be an independent audit of the use of these cameras, even when they are allowed by virtue of a court order. 206-543-5869. Hal's on the line. He's calling us today from Snohomish County. And you're okay with the use of these surveillance cameras, Hal?
I said with qualifications. Steve brought up a lot of my problems with it. I may probably misquoting here, but who watches the watchers? It goes back to Roman times, quis custodiet custodies. We already have a very big problem with transparency in public policy. Witness the trouble that people who are accused by the police have in getting raw footage from the police video cameras. The police themselves do not want to be observed. And this is a very dangerous trend, in my opinion, that you have to fight and sometimes even lose in your attempt to see what could be public information and what is indeed being used in court against you. To continue briefly, one possible way to do it would be to have an absolute right to see a random sampling of you, okay, or just a rambling sample. You should be able to tap into the system yourself,
sure,
at any time. You should be able to essentially, in sort of a, how shall I put it, a referendum style.
Okay, so Hal, you're okay with yourself being observed, but only if you, Hal, can go onto a website and see all of the stuff it captured of what you were doing.
Well, not just you, anybody. That's what I'm saying, is if a politician or somebody in power runs over a kid or something and it's on tape, that person should be prosecuted.
I think if that ever happens, it will be viewed by many, many on local television stations and YouTube if it's out there. I'm pretty sure that would eventually come out. Hal, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Alex is on the line calling from Bellevue. If you just tuned in, we're talking about the issue of these cameras in public places. They've been out there for many, many years. They took a step forward with the red light cameras that we have in Seattle and other places. In other countries, surveillance is much more common in public places than it is here. The Seattle City Council stepping in yesterday to say that they needed to approve the use of these cameras. I'm just kind of generally asking whether you feel as though they make us safer, whether you are concerned about government having this information, whether you're okay with it under certain conditions. 206-543-5869. Alex in Bellevue's on the line. Alex, what do you think?
I think there's two questions. First of all, I want to say I think there's really always a trade-off between security and privacy. If we put tracking chips in the back of everyone's head and had armed guards on every single corner, we would probably have more privacy, but what are we willing to give up? Or we probably have more security, but what are we willing to give up for that security? The other problem that I see with a lot of these discussions is that when people think about cameras and people think about these types of systems, they're thinking about, all this video going into a room with maybe a security guard sitting in and kind of watching over the screens, maybe being recorded on videotape, systems like that. And the reality of the situation is that it's very easy to take all of the cameras from Seattle, put it all into a database, and start tracking cars and faces and individuals from place to place to place. And before long, what we've got is maybe not something as evasive as a tracking chip in the back of your head, but something where I could very easily go in and query this database and see what your traffic route was, where you go to work, where you shop.
That's what our last caller just suggested, that this would be okay, but he'd like to be able to go and look at and see what this information is being captured. And that's why you don't like the idea.
I think it's just it starts to become, I think once you put that kind of power and that kind of information into someone's hands, it absolutely needs to be accessible, and there really needs to be far, far more auditing done on how long it's being stored, where it's being stored, how often it's being accessed, how it's being accessed, and by whom. A lot of that information right now, it seems like, is getting protected under, Homeland Security and National Security Agency guidelines that are preventing that information from getting out.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking about stuff that's being captured in those secure facilities, a whole different ballgame. Taking a picture at the airport at a TSA facility is considered unavailable for the public to do, but government does it all the time. Alex, thanks a lot for your phone call. We're out of time on this segment, but you can always jump in at our Facebook page. It's KUOW's The Conversation. And you can also tweet at us, where our handle is KUOWConvo. That's KUOWCONVO. Lola writes to us for the last word today. There's a double standard. What drives me crazy is the way that businesses and institutions photograph the public all the time and then try to stop the public from photographing them. From KUOW, I'm Ross Reynolds.